That would happen here.
I can't imagine we'd have room back here for 15 roll-offs anyways, right? I mean, that's a ginormous amount of...
Well, they only bring in three at a time.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
they,
if
they
we
bring
would...
In three, we pay for transportation for two because one of the first three mm-hmm. is a 30-yarder they can carry within a 40-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
So I get one delivery basically for free,
mm-hmm.
$60.
Yeah.
And then they replaced that one with another 40-yarder.
Gotcha.
And they, throughout the next two or three days, they mm-hmm. just rotate them. Pick them up,
right.
dump them, and bring them back.
Gotcha.
Okay. Any other committees? All right. Old business, the election and the annual meeting. You have the announcement out for the annual meeting. You have the ballot, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Ed, can I see the ballot?
Sure.
Now, Joyce wants to know, what do you need from her in the way of a list?
I have no idea. Just print up the list that we ever did from last year, update it, and get it to me.
Okay. Now, in the past, they have used the proxies that people send in as part of the ballot, right? Normally, when you get a proxy, you should present the proxy to the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper gives you the number of ballots that you have for proxies. So the proxy is not really counted as a ballot. Here's my proxy, and then you get ballots. And then the people fill out, check the ballot, mark the ballot. They get the number of ballots that they have proxies for.
I have a couple.
What about people that submit a proxy and then don't come to the meeting?
Well, that's what the deal is. They don't, yeah.
That's a problem.
No. But they check in. Right. Yeah, it is a problem.
Yeah.
Right. It is a problem. They not check in and then put the ballots in. So
I only have two proxies.
Yeah. Well, there'll be other proxies. People will carry them in.
I emailed you one.
Okay. Yeah, I got two. So here's my suggestion to how to do this.
Okay.
Is that if people come with proxies, like you have two proxies there, whoever's carrying the proxy, the gatekeeper will take the proxy
and give them a ballot.
Right? And
right.
then this is the only ballot that will count. The proxy that comes in the mail
is
will not
counted.
Be counted
right.
in the ballot box.
Okay, now what if someone has a proxy and doesn't pick up a ballot?
Well, then they can't put the ballot, they can't put the proxy in the box. They
okay.
have to come and get the ballot.
Got it.
In order to vote. That's the way it's done in every other organization I've gone to.
That's fine. So then I understand.
And the idea
is a member, right?
So if I have 5 or 10 proxies, no one picks them up, they're not going to get thrown in the mix. Period.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
Okay.
Because people who bring them, they're carrying the proxy. They're acting on behalf of
the other people.
So here.
I know sometimes last year you brought a bunch, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna whatever number you give me, I'll just give you that many ballots and go to town.
People send them in. I've already got 6 or 8. On an email right now. So.
Okay, and then they'll, and they also, the ones that come in the mail will be the secretaries to deal with, and then she's going to make up a list, however many you want, 3 or 4 alphabetized lists. You may divide it up however you want to divide it up, so by name, and they'll be proper. Some people will send it in by property, so she'll have to have the master list that's got the parcel number on it. That's how it comes to us with a parcel number.
Right.
Then the parcel numbers are not alphabetized. She'll alphabetize the list, but it's comma delimited, so it's a problem. So they have to work at it, and they have to manipulate it to get it into an alphabetical list.
Okay.
And then she'll give you 3 lists, A through H or H through
that'll
M,
be fine.
That sort of thing. And then I don't know how many people. She'll talk to you about how many people you need to have there to count the ballot, to hand out the ballots, and then to...
So you guys were doing that last year, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah. They'll do that, too. They have their little group of buddies that
That'll
they
work.
Do all this kind of stuff all the time at all these organizations that they deal
you're
with.
You're going to help me count. Last meeting, you said you'd help me count.
If you even need to count.
If you need to count, yeah.
If
you need to count, right.
And I've got someone else to help.
Is there a chance that Russ could be available? Or?
Russ may or may not be here. His cabin's in contract, but I don't know if he'll be here for the annual meeting or not.
Certainly I will help you, Ed. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
And Mary, my wife, will help.
All right.
We'll have at least 3 of us.
Okay, so that's so we'll do that then. Proxies get turned in and people get the ballots and they do the ballots. Okay.
And I'm going to go get these printed up and I'll have 200 of them.
Otherwise, okay, so also a potluck, which is all, you know, we're trying to, we need to start sending out notices to kind of remind people. There are a lot of new people, a lot of new.
It's 2 weeks from today, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I've tried to call the Forest Service to see if they want to come and have a booth, not necessarily make a presentation, maybe give them a few minutes to introduce them, but if they want to have a booth for the Forest Service to be able to answer Forest Service questions, I have not been able to call Game and Fish to see if they want to have a booth or have a table and be able to answer questions that people might have.
Right.
Since because they have this wildlife sighting, then we have the action going on around trimming and stuff. I think the WCAA wants to make a presentation. I told Jeff, you know, you wanted 15 minutes. I said, you know, make it five.
Wow.
Make it five and have a table
right.
to answer questions.
Right.
I don't know if anybody else wants to, you know, Firewise, Chip and Hall, do you want to have a little time? At the annual meeting?
I've got to look at the calendar.
Okay. So, all right. Let me know, and we'll do some, you know, but not necessarily long, you know, presentations, just a few minutes. Because
you know I'll be cracking the whip.
Yeah. Well, you're on the ballot, right? Right. So
Mary's going to. You can borrow our ATV
shuttle
for the shuttle.
Great, okay.
So just that you can do that.
Great. That was a nice touch.
For the walker day.
Right.
Okay.
That was a nice touch. Yeah.
Anything else about the annual meeting?
I would say I think booths over talking time would be preferred.
Yeah.
If someone wants to hand out information about their group, that's terrific.
Okay.
Right. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Can I enter?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how many people are actually going to show up.
There's going to be 75.
Huh?
It better be 75.
But yeah.
Right.
Thing is, you know, there's three names on the ballot unless there's, and they're all up for re-election. Last two elections have been through acclamation.
Right.
And there's nothing on, you know, there's nothing critical on the ballot this year. There's
no bylaws.
Bylaws or anything else.
Nothing that we're presenting, but you don't know what's going to come up at the meeting.
Right, and I'm just wondering.
Sure.
It was just an observation.
No, right. But chances are, you have to prepare for the fact that you may have to count ballots.
Right.
But unless there's nominations from the forum, we never had any interest shown when we made the announcements about people wanting to run, you know, to be on the board. So if somebody wants to get themselves appointed to the board, you know, it's always a disadvantage because their name's not on the ballot to begin with.
Right.
Right.
You don't know who they are.
Yeah. So they don't have some idea. Okay. So anything else about the annual meeting?
Oh, last thing is if we have someone that is nominated from the floor, then everyone needs to get up and say, this is who I am.
Speak
for 30
seconds, right.
So the question is how long?
1 minute. 2 minutes.
Three.
Three.
You know, that's the idea, is we might as well get that established now.
What do you want? 3 minutes?
3 minutes. You're going to have somebody who's maybe nervous getting up there, especially if they're relatively new to the community and the first time they're up in front of a bunch of, I know I did, the first time I did.
Mm-hmm.
I got up there and I looked out at all these faces and I thought, what am I doing? You know. So.
Right.
Okay.
So it'll be 3 minutes, and then what I would recommend is that we would have maybe like three main questions.
A candidate forum?
If we even had the form sheet, one of the candidate, what do we call it? The candidate
application.
The application form. Just to have that on hand because it gives people something to follow. Who am I? Where do I live? How long have I been here? And what are my skills? You know, why would you even want me to be on the board? You know, what can I bring to the table? Something like that, just to keep it flowing.
To be prepared.
Right. Just in fact, one of those candidate application forms is probably fine.
Real super. Okay, so you have 3 minutes to talk, but this is how you want, this is what we want you to say.
But keep this in mind because you know some people. We've had people go 8 minutes, 10 minutes.
Well, that's where we ring the bell.
Right. The hook. We need the hook. Right.
Okay.
All right. It's just that's something that could come up. So.
Okay.
Right.
Just a thing. Quick thought about the spring newsletter. Everybody get the newsletter.
Yes. Yeah, great.
You know, so fine, and then we're getting results.
Yep.
Some income from it.
Yes.
Greg does a good job, and Lonnie. do a great job with that. It's online now. It wasn't online for a week or so, but I think he posted it online finally. The Facebook page. Has anybody? Have you friended the Facebook page?
I've not on Facebook.
I follow it. Even private page, I follow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And we
out of Potato Patch.
Yeah.
No, it's not out of the Potato Patch. He called it the Potato Patch Walker.
Okay, well, I'm on
instead
now.
Of the Walker Potato Patch. Mm. So that's just how he titled it for some reason. He lives in Walker. On the Sheldon. So I had talked to Chris about what our emails, are we going to put our emails on the Facebook page? And I think that unilaterally I decided we wouldn't do that. It won't necessarily link automatically to the Facebook page. And we won't link stuff on the Facebook page automatically to us. We'll evaluate if there's things that come up on the Facebook page to kind of, if we think that we want to send it on an email to our community, our list, we'll do it. But we won't do it as an automatic thing to come back and forth. Are there any thoughts about that?
We talked about that last month.
Okay. And then Chipper Day, I already did the Chipper Day thing. So is there any new business or anything else about old business? Any new business? Hearing none. Do we have any community announcements? Anybody got anything to say about announcements for WCA? She had her hand up first.
Just that we'll be having a meeting next Saturday here at the fire station starting at 1 p.m. Refreshments will be served, so come on over.
What time?
1 p.m.
At what time? How long are you going to be here?
To 3.
Okay. And you're going to be in the fire station, or are you going to be
fire
in here?
Fire station.
Okay.
Is that your WCAA annual meeting, or?
No.
No.
Okay.
A regular meeting.
Okay.
Regular board meeting.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be here at 3 o'clock to set up the bingo.
You almost set up?
Yeah, that'd be fine. So how are you going to set up?
Not sure.
Okay.
We'll be setting up at noon.
Okay. Well, I have a golf tournament that morning. I leave about noon to get back here, so I'll be here right about 3 o'clock. So
okay.
We'll figure it out. Anything else?
Yes. Lauren? Next Saturday, our program for the WCAA meeting is going to be the Forest Service. It is also our FireWise Day. We have to have at least one FireWise Day every year to retain our status as a FireWise community. It's one of the requirements. The other requirement is an investment in the community of $2 per capita, which is usually satisfied with one trip a day.
And what date is that?
That's next Saturday, the 20th.
That's the WCAA meeting.
That'll be 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay, fine. 1 to 3.
It's a combination. We're going to have a short meeting, a presentation by the U.S. Forest Service.
Okay.
And I've been eyeballing that screen over there. Is there any chance we can borrow that screen?
Sure.
Because they have a PowerPoint they're going to show. They're also going to be answering questions. They're coming prepared to answer anybody's questions about the ambulance stewardship project, which is that going on the east side of Walker Road. And they'll be prepared to talk about the next project, the Hacienda project, as well.
Okay.
In addition, we've had a request from the insurance company USAA to set up a booth as well. And there may be contractors who may be interested in setting up. I haven't approached any of them yet.
Okay. Okay. All right. Any other announcements?
Can we use the screen?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
Excellent.
Roger?
Yeah. There are two of them there.
Okay, public forum, anybody have, no other announcements, anybody have anything that they want to address the board about?
You mentioned something prior.
He didn't hear what you talked. He already talked.
Okay, we're good.
But you're going to respond of some sort?
Maybe, after it says brief board. Is there any about public comment?
I'm wondering.
No response necessary.
Okay. So no public comments? All right. Conrad had said that he has, you know, he started this walkercommunity.com website. It's, you know, we don't have any control over what people do on the web. It's not, we have our website that we use for our business and our email list that we use for our business. I don't think we have anything to say about somebody's use of.
Well, and I guess the only question is the content, because technically there's a copyright issue, but we're all friends and I'm trying to promote you, so I think that's what's going
on. Yeah, I suppose, you're going to take content from our emails and put it on your website,
yeah,
or whatever it happens,
yeah,
to be.
Or a link on your website that
I
says,
have links, I have
check
links,
out walkerfire.org.
Anything
right.
You guys produce, I'm
right.
Putting on there.
Yeah. You know, I think the only concern, if that's not even a concern, is that you don't represent yourself as representing the WFPA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every email is like, I'm this email from WFPA, and then block closed.
Okay.
I'm real cognizant of that.
Okay.
So keep it clean, right?
Yeah.
Well,
right.
The other piece of
and
that would be,
and
sure.
If you ever have any issue with what I'm doing, or you see something, and oh my gosh, you know, let me know. I want to cooperate with you guys.
I can't even keep track of what's on our own website.
Yeah. Well, the other piece was, you know, you can have articles in there, and I even made a suggestion, maybe like births and deaths. I mean, sometimes we lose a family, a community member that's been here for 25 years. We've never really had a forum to be able to just, if somebody wants to write something brief about them, it would be nice to be able to have that.
If
okay.
I can get the information.
Right.
Okay. Well, now, but you have the Facebook and other social media things to deal with. Okay.
One other thing I just remembered, and it just popped in my head. I apologize for out of sequence, but Chris emailed me and said he changed the background color again.
Right.
So for the directory.
It's brown. It's the same color as sun.
He said he changed it last night.
Yeah.
The background color?
Yes. That last
same
night.
Same wooden color.
Okay.
That is sun.
This morning?
He said he changed it last night. So I'm
okay.
This morning it's brown.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
What he changed it to?
Clear your cat.
He changed it to light brown from dark brown.
Is it readable?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So it's as long as it's readable. Okay.
Okay. Good. Anything else, Ed?
That's it.
Steve?
No, fine.
Roger?
I'm good. I'm better.
I'm best.
Yeah, I've never been happy.
Who makes the motion?
I'll make a motion.
I second. Johnny moves.
10:20.
2 seconds. Terry Fiske seconds. All right. I'm going to be out of here by 10:30. Sorry.
That's a late one. Amen.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.